Well, if I've got my calculations correct, this is episode 29 of our little Beatles tribute podcast thing, okay? Several things, if you are writing in, which people are, I'm looking for, ready for this, want to know which is your favourite era of the Beatles, if it's the earlier stuff, all the suits and everything, sort of what I call the black and white Beatles, when all of the footage was literally in black and white, or the later on stuff when they, all of a sudden, with the invention of colour TV, they went very colourful, didn't they, with the sort of red shirts and everything. So which is your favourite era for the Beatles? The sort of more sort of traditional early rock and roll music, when they were doing covers, all the Hamburg stuff, Liverpool stuff, The Cavern. Or later on, when they sort of got a bit more confident and thought, you know what, let's try something a bit, like, experimental. You know what I mean? And then from that, you had all kinds of great music and things. So what is your favourite bit, your favourite era of the Beatles back catalogue, if you sort of put it all together? Well, over the weekend, I have been retweeting as many Beatles tweets as possible. People regularly sort of tweet names of songs or bits of lyrics from songs, or they'll say something or anything at all about the Beatles. I've been trying to keep ahead. I've been sort of retweeting everything, so it all ends up on our Twitter page, which I've found in many ways quite therapeutic, to see what other people are saying about the Beatles. It's been really enjoyable. And there are some people who have been really sort of, you know, providing a service to the world here, like a sort of a public service, but like the BBC, kind of, sort of, in a way, providing us with all this information and things and trivia and all that sort of business. I love all that. And one in particular is Rock Chronology. This is a compendium of great rock and roll classics, okay? That's the Twitter page, is twitter.com/rockchronology. It's rock and roll chronology. And they do tweet little sort of bits of trivia, such as this one here. The last song John Lennon performed for a live paying audience was... And can you guess what it is? This is sort of the basis of today's quiz. Any idea? According to Rock and Roll Chronology, it was "I Saw Her Standing There." See, just wouldn't know these things otherwise, would you? A quote here. Who said this? "Love is the answer, and you know that for sure." Who said that? It was John, of course. So there we go. So, I mean, this is great. All these little bits of trivia. So, oh, that's a strange sort of motor thing, isn't it, going past there? Sergeant Pepper's, can you guess how many days it took to record? I've got lots of trivia in my head about Sergeant Pepper, but this one here has been tweeted onto Twitter by Rock and Roll Chronology. So, Sergeant Pepper, how many days did it take to do? Well, 129 days and 700 hours. Wow. As opposed to the very first album, can you guess how many minutes, literally minutes, it took? Well, according to this, 585. So there you go. I'll leave you for the moment with this little quote here. "I never look forward because I have no idea how any of it happened. I have no idea how the next 5 years are going to be." Little quote there from Paul. This is the English programme.